Cacto makes it easy to work with typical uniqueness constraints in your database. You just define your table like this. The relevant example code is available on my website. And a module with a change set validation for the uniqueness constraint, Ecto Unique Constraint, perhaps like, the relevant example code is available on my website. Then, when you run, the relevant example code is available on my website. The Ecto library will attempt to insert your record, and if there is already a record where the name column is set to bar, Ecto will see the uniqueness constraint violation error produced by the database and turn it into a validation error on your change set, so that it would look something like, the relevant example code is available on my website. I recently needed to enforce a database constraint similar in spirit to a unique index. If a record were in violation, I wanted the same behavior on the Elixir end of things. The change set should report that the value for the field has already been taken. However, the criteria for what should be considered unique was more complex than what a simple unique index in PostgreSQL would be able to deal with. Let's pretend we have a project that is managing meeting room reservations. The process for reserving a meeting room is as follows. 1. The customer chooses a room and selects the time range for the reservation. 2. Assuming the room is available at that time, the system places a hold on the room for 24 hours. 3. Within that 24-hour period, the customer pays for the room and completes some contractual information that must be signed by both the customer and the facility manager. 4. Once the payment is complete and the contracts are signed, the reservation is confirmed. Here, then, are the business rules for creating a reservation. A room reservation cannot be made for a given room and time period if there exists another room reservation for that same room with an overlapping time period and the existing reservation is in a confirmed status. A room reservation cannot be made for a given room and time period if there exists another room reservation for that same room with an overlapping time period, the existing reservation is in a hold status, and the existing reservation was created within the last 24 hours. We decide to store the room reservations in a table defined as. The relevant example code is available on my website. And ideally, we'd like to be able to model the room reservation in Elixir as. The relevant example code is available on my website. With the interesting bit being the plus unique constraint room ID line. When a customer tries to reserve a room that is already reserved for the given time period, we want the meeting.roomreservation.create/1 function to return with a validation error. The relevant example code is available on my website. Clearly, according to the business rules for the system, we can't just put a unique index on the room ID column. To the best of my knowledge, an exclusion constraint also won't work here, because of the need to not check against any rows that have a status of hold and an inserted at timestamp that is more than 24 hours ago relative to the current time. It is, however, possible to use a trigger function to enforce the constraint in the database. The relevant example code is available on my website. The problem is that instead of that nice validation error on the changes set that we want to get, we instead end up with an unhandled postgres.error exception. We could, of course, simply rescue that exception in our meetings.roomreservation.create.1 function and add the error to the changes set ourselves. But that starts to look a little ugly. The relevant example code is available on my website. Knowing that ecto.changeset_unique_constraint/3 works by intercepting an error raised by the database, I set out to see if I could implement the complex unique constraint logic in the database and still be able to use the ecto.changeset_unique_constraint/3 validation without needing to modify any Elixir code. Looking at the relevant code in ecto_sql_unique, we can see that the trick to getting the room reservations check room availability functionality to work with that function is to change the PostgreSQL exception to use the correct error code as well as a constraint name that is linked with the changes set validation. We can redefine the PostgreSQL function as the relevant example code is available on my website, and then add the name option to our unique constraint in the changes set validation. The relevant example code is available on my website. Ecto, https://hexdocs.pm/ecto. Ecto, Ecto Unique Constraint, https://hexdocs.pm/ecto.changeset.html /unique_constraint/3 ecto.changeset/unique_constraint ecto/sql_unique https://github.com/elixir-ecto-ecto-sql-blob 03-59B7CE-5155-97-4D-56-6FCD-0B-127-F86-95AED-8B3-A9.lib-ecto.adapters.postgres.connection.ex/L18-L19. I'm John Wilger, and you've been listening to Complex Unique Constraints with PostgreSQL Triggers in Ecto, published on February 16, 2020, and copyright 2020, all rights reserved. You can read or listen to more of my work at johnwilger.com.